Hey everybody, my name is Martin Wall. I'm a principal program manager in the Azure Engineering Group. I work specifically in Azure Media Services, and I'm very excited to be talking to you now about how we're using Azure Media Services to support the enterprise space, enterprise video in particular. And we're going to focus on two very classic types of applications, live event streaming and employee video portals using Azure Media Services to power those applications. Just to give you a little map of where we're going to be focused on here, this is the map of all the different platform services as part of Azure. And as you can see in this yellow box down here, it says media and CDN. That's precisely where we're going to focus today, on the media services capabilities and on the content delivery network capabilities, or CDN. It probably doesn't, I won't get any argument from you, that video is a huge part of the way that we as employees of companies work together. We communicate with each other through video now. We are informing and collaborating together through video. And of course, as consumers, we're always being entertained and educated by video. Video is very prominent throughout the industry, and digital streaming video in particular. Now that we all have in our devices, one, two, some of us three devices, fully capable of running high quality video and audio streaming to those devices, more and more we're seeing content being made available to us on demand or live streaming from one location using the power of cloud to distribute to those devices. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how common it is now for video to be used in the enterprise. A recent survey came out from an industry-leading group that took a look at 15 different hundred business organizations, asking them, how do you currently use video in your workplace? And as you can see from this chart, quite a lot of video use, ranging from marketing and brand promoting, how we place and promote our products, to how we communicate internally, both with meetings and for how a CEO or a executive might communicate with their employees. Training for employees is done mostly now through the use of video or e-learning types of applications, and so on and so forth. These uses of video in the enterprise has led us to a very specific conclusion that there are top applications for business video that would benefit from the use of cloud. And what's even more exciting is that Azure Media Services, which is of course a key part of Azure, is now being used to build and power them all. So whether you're talking about employee portals or webcasts, live town hall addresses from CEO or executive to employee, or whether we're talking about digital marketing capabilities or e-learning or training sessions, Azure Media Services is being used over and over again to help make that happen. Azure Media Services, if you're not familiar with, is a key part of the cloud that allows you to take content of any kind, whether it's file-based content or live-based content, encode and transform that content into a format that can then be easily distributed through the cloud to play on any device that's in market today. Those devices might be iOS, Android, or Windows. There might be smart TV sets or game consoles. But as the goal is to use the cloud to simplify and make more efficient the way in which video is distributed, of course, it can have an immediate effect on the bottom line. Azure Media Services is comprised of several components, very feature-rich components, that allow our customers and our developers and partners to build a custom application, one that targets exactly what they'd like to do with video. From uploading that video content into the cloud and storing it there, encoding it and possibly indexing that content, encrypting it and protecting that content, particularly if it's content that is proprietary to my company or something I might want to sell and monetize later. Azure Media Services also includes a very huge streaming platform capability. This is important because the number of people who might simultaneously watch your content is variable, and you can use the power of cloud to elastically scale that audience as is needed to meet the demand. So a very popular stream might garner hundreds, tens of thousands, or even millions of viewers, or you might only have a few viewers for a piece of content at a time. And the cloud can help support that without you having to build the infrastructure yourself. Lastly, of course, very key part of this is the player client technology. How do you view that content? And as I said, we all want to watch the video content on our own devices, wherever we happen to be. whether we're in the workplace or whether we're out off the workplace, perhaps at a customer site, perhaps at a coffee shop, or wherever we might happen to be. So all of these are key capabilities of Azure Media Services, and all of them are being used today to power these business applications. Let's start with employee portals. Now, as an employee of Microsoft, I can tell you that we watch a lot of videos here at Microsoft. Sometimes we watch videos on how to best interact with our customers, how to maintain a level of ethics and business morality. And sometimes we learn about other products that way. But we have a portal just like this one. We call it Infopedia. And it's available to us to watch videos. Sometimes they are recorded and sometimes they're live. And as you can see from this demonstration, this look and feel has been designed to best meet the needs at Microsoft. We use SharePoint, for example, as the display technology, but underneath SharePoint is the cloud, is Azure Media Services. So while I can organize this interface however I'd like, tile-based boxes, boxes that I can click on to watch videos, I can add Yammer feeds to the right. Underneath that, what is storing, encoding, streaming, and delivering the videos is the same. It's Azure Media Services. This is another example. Same technology, an employee portal, but it's built on a completely different look and feel. In fact, this is just a series of web pages. I'm going to go ahead and jump right to this web page right now in my browser so you can take a look at what this looks like. Now, this portal has been built by a partner of Azure called Rovner. And Rovner helps customers design portals that are best for their employee use. So I'm going to log into this portal. And this is a demonstration, of course, a demonstration of what a company might have designed for an employee video portal of themselves. So what you can see here is I have a series of videos that have been uploaded into their portal. Some of these videos might have been uploaded by employees, by administrators, by marketing groups, different departments, and they can be organized however the company best wants it to be organized. I can skin it with my company's logo. I can have different groups that have different rights, but it allows me to peruse through the video library of my company very easily, trying to find the video that is important to me at the time. And if I want to watch a video, I can just simply click on a link, bring up that video, and just start playing it. Now, I'm using my Windows 10 laptop here, but I might have very easily been using my phone, a mobile device, or a tablet to peruse the exact same website to watch the video. And that's very important because companies today want to be able to have their employees the flexibility of watching videos wherever they are and on whatever device they have. So as I click on this video and I can watch this video, it's an embedded video player, a video player that is inside this website. I can, of course, go full screen, just like that. Watch the video, watch whatever section of the video is necessary, and then leave the video when I'm done. Very simple, right? And the ability to upload videos as an employee of the company and be assured that those videos will only be watched by other employees of the company is a key part of what Azure Media Services is providing. The ability to add content protection, to secure the content by encrypting the video streams and allowing for a layer of authentication. So you saw me have to log into this website, but what you also aren't seeing is behind the scenes, that video stream that we were just watching was in fact encrypted. And the fact that I logged into the website allowed me to have a decryption key to watch the video. A very important part of any employee video portal is the security and the privacy of the content that we're hosting in the cloud. And that's part of what we offer. Now, this user interface that I'm using, that as I mentioned, was built by one of our partners called Rovner. They have built a very nice way for me to quickly upload videos or audios or even photo documents. I can even create my own live sessions from me to other employees, and allow that to be shared with my fellow colleagues around the company. So this kind of user interface is just another spin on the way to interact with the portal, but it is by no means the only way to do it. And you as a company probably have many intranet pages yourself. You probably developed through the years, and you can just take this technology from Azure Media Services or its partners and adapt it to whatever your environment is. Now, another very key use case that we see all the time is webcasting or live town hall sessions. This graphic here comes from our Build conference in San Francisco this past spring, where we had many such sessions, and this session was being live broadcast for those people with the rights to be able to view it or made available after the fact. A very simple thing to do now using the power of cloud. In fact, what used to be satellite trucks and satellite dishes and uplink time and huge amount of infrastructure can all be replicated completely in the cloud. And that's an amazing thing. So if I take a look at an example like what we did here at the E3 conference, for example, when Xbox made its latest game and other really exciting announcements, this was being streamed through the cloud and around to devices on whatever that device happened to be. Now, some of you might be asking, well, how easy is it really to create a live stream? Do I need a lot of equipment? Is it very hard to do? Is it very expensive? Well, part of what I'd like to share with you today is how easy it is to do. We created a video not too long ago. A colleague and myself got together and we sat down for about 20 minutes and created this video, which is now available on Channel 9 called Getting Started with Azure Media Services. And if I just click on the link on my own web slides here, what you'll see as I go ahead and play it is a little snippet of the video. So, you know, my colleague and I are going to walk through step by step. How do you go to the Azure portal to build out your channel? I'm going to mute that for just a temporary. And then what kind of devices you need to do this, what equipment you need. You don't need much but a little camera. What software you might want to install on your laptop or your desktop or your tablet to do it, and how each step-by-step works. So I invite you to go take a look at this video, which is located on this website right here on Channel 9, or you can search for it, and you can check it out and do it yourself. But I thought I would give you a little sneak preview of what's in the video by setting something up here in the studio. So I just want to show you two things. One is, of course, you might recognize this. This is the Azure portal that you use to navigate through all the functions of Azure. And so I have that up in here running. And then sitting right next to me here is a camera. And on this camera that's integrated into the laptop is some software that I loaded called Wirecast. And Wirecast is one of our many partners that allows you to load software onto a laptop and then capture a video stream, perhaps from the integrated camera within the laptop, send it right to the cloud, and then use the cloud to create that live stream, and then share that with your colleagues, your friends, or however else you like. I've already created one of these channels. I'll show you how easy it was to do this. Right here in the Azure portal, I've gone into the Media Services section, and I've navigated to this subtab called Channels. I'm going to go ahead and create. They click the button called Add, and it says, all right, you want to create a new live channel. So I'm going to call my channel AzureCon 3, Martin on Cam is the description. And it asked me, would you like the cloud to assist you with encoding? That's a new feature that we have available. That means that I send my stream to the cloud, and then I can allow the cloud to further encode or transcode that stream to multiple bit rates or multiple quality renditions. This might be important if you're looking to provide a multiple level of bitrate quality for your viewers to watch, so that some of them can watch it on high-quality network connections, whether on a LAN at a corporation, or maybe low-quality network connections, for example, if they're sitting in a Starbucks. I go to the next tab. It says, how would you like to configure the ingest or the source for your live channel? We support two protocols for that in here. One is called RTMP. It is the most common protocol for sending your own camera feed. And another is fragmented MP4. So I choose whatever matches the camera source that I'm going to be sending. In this case, I'm setting up an RTMP source. I click next. And now it just asks me, do I want to restrict who can send a feed to this channel? Do I want it to only be me? Do I want it to be a whole IP range? I'm going to make no IP restriction for now. And I'm also going to go ahead and say, start up the channel. I hit complete, and the cloud is now working to build the resources necessary to create a virtual channel. Now, imagine what this is like when you compare the possible 12 to 18 months of creating a broadcast channel in the past to the 5 to 10 minutes that this is going to take to set up this channel now. It is a true paradigm shift, and it allows our customers to do webcasting almost instantaneously. Now, I'm not going to wait for this to complete because I've already got a channel set up here. I called it AzureCon 1 earlier, and that is the channel that this camera on the laptop is actually sending to, and or even this one, any of these here. So I'm going to go ahead and show you what it looks like. I've already got it running. The camera is running, and I'm just going to go watch the preview of the channel. The preview is a way for me to see it before I share it with the millions of people who clearly want to watch me on camera here. So I'm just going to click the preview URL, hope everything is running, and if we're lucky, I pop this up. And now, what are you seeing? You're seeing the live stream from the camera sitting next to me, pointed at me, here in the studio, and I'm talking to you. And in about 25 to 30 second delay, it is showing me a live channel. Now, of course, this is the very feed that I would make available to the other employees in my team, or my colleagues, or whomever else across the world wants to watch it. And when I say across the world, that's because, of course, I can take the output of this stream and send it through the Azure CDN, which is a key feature of Azure Media Services, and share it globally to potentially millions of viewers simultaneously. So there I am. Now you're getting the side view of me, and get a sense for how easy it was to create that live stream. But I certainly would invite you to go back to that video that I did with my colleague Julianne, and the two of us will walk you through how easy that is using any number of partner equipment and software to send a camera feed to the cloud and then distribute it around the world. All right. So with that in hand, I'm going to just go back and take another look at the underpinnings. So, you know, for those of our customers who say, how easy is it to create the video solution end to end? Because, of course, what I just showed you is the feed of the live stream, but of but the interface, the way that you navigate as your, at your employee portal or through your town halls, is all depends on that design. So you have so many different choices of design. I showed you that E3 webpage from Xbox, which was an HTML webpage that was designed by that team. I showed you how you can design pages in SharePoint. I showed you how you can use a partner site like Rovner to create web pages. And of course, you can create your own look and feel however you like. But if I strip away the look and feel and look underneath the cover, so to speak, this architectural diagram really describes easily what's going on here. At the very bottom of this, you see Azure, Azure Media Services, and the key components that I've just described: encoding and transcoding, encrypting and live protection, the streaming, and the asset storage. Of course, you can also use all the other great parts of Azure, like Azure Search or Azure Active Directory, to really complete your entire solution to build your video portal. And all of those capabilities are exposed to you through our platform API. So every single one of those things can be used to build out the solution end to end. And at the very top, you see the look and feel, the user interface, if you will. How will it appear to your employees or to your viewers? How will they navigate your video content? How will they access your exciting live channels? So there's lots of choices. Microsoft now offers a first-party service that's part of Office 365. It's called Office 365 Video. And I would invite you to go take a look at it, because if you are an Office 365 video or Office 365 subscriber, you can access many of these functions directly through that application today. Or you might want to develop your own. You might want to develop a mobile application that runs on phones and tablets, a website that accesses it for either internal only use or internal and external use, and you can design that yourself. Or you might choose to work with any number of partners. And I can share with you that we are really excited at the vast number of partner companies who have come to Azure and worked with the media services team to create a platform already ready to go. All of these different partners that we have available today that have taken a media platform, a design look and feel, and have integrated their technology so that if you so choose, you can build an employee video portal, you can run your own live event, all using the partner technology, and you don't have to develop it yourself. So this is a great option for you to look at. And I would certainly encourage you to visit and take a look at any of these partners that we have available today. So with that, I'd like to leave you with this word that Azure Media Services, which is really being used today in the business and enterprise space to build these exciting video portals for the employees, for learning, for all kinds of internal communication, and also using media services for supporting their live events. And whether those live events are ones that you share only inside your own company, or whether those are live events that you are exposing to the rest of the world and the industry, we have an amazing set of features and capabilities that are available for you. So I encourage you to go check it out. But for now, Martin Wolf saying thanks a lot. I appreciate the time. Take care.